All right, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Lure Lab, a part of the Sirius Angler Network. And as always, I'm your host, the captain, Andrew Full. And today we have an awesome episode for you. We're talking about a little Japanese technique that is slowly becoming more prominent in the fishing world, especially the tournament scene, and not really talked about all that much. It's something that I familiarized myself with last year and caught a lot of really big smallmouth on it. And the guy we have coming on is somebody you might be familiar with cashing a ton of checks on the co-angler side. And probably you could consider him, if not call him, like the ultimate professional co-angler. We have Sakai Ushio joining us, who is off to a great start to start the season off here. And we're going to bring him on here in a second and talk about it. But we're going to go through what the free rig technique is, how you set it up, and why it's different from some of the other common rigs that you see a lot of tournament anglers rig up and fish. So without me rambling on here more, let's get Sakai on and dive into the free rig technique. Hey, Sakai, how's it going?
Hi. How you doing?
Good, man. It's weird that you're, I shouldn't say weird that you're down in Alabama, because you live like 30 minutes away from me normally, right up here in Buffalo. But man, killer start to the season, huh?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I got a good draw, like a nice boulders. And then also they brought me a right spot. And then I get a pretty decent fish over there. Yeah,
well, you can't say that you've just been lucky this year, though. You've been on a roll for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now, right? Couple wins, bunch of top tens, man, you're crushing it.
I think because I got a good tournament routine, and also I get my technique for more confidence, like today we're talking about a free rig, like you know, the free rig is I can use it everywhere, like north, central, south, everywhere is like effective. And then especially co-angler me is like snagless and the finesse. I mean, let's talking about, more detail for free rig and
So we can dive right into it, because obviously this is a technique that has caught you a lot of fish in a lot of tournament situations. Heck, you even caught them on my boat with me last summer, which really opened my eyes to it, and I had to go out and buy some baits to try, and it's fun. So what is the free rig technique, Sakai?
Yeah, it's just a simple setup. Like, looks like a drop shot of sinker with like, you know, circle eye hole, and then like it just Texas rig, you know, like offset hook with whatever you wanna, you know, pick the bait, like crayfish shape, I mean, like, or straight worm or rib worm, or, you know, even recently I started using like shad tail, like swim bait, small swim bait, you know.
Now, when you do that small swim bait, and we're already going on a rabbit hole here, do you have to use a different hook, or do you use the same hook?
It depends on the worm, and then like I use narrow gape or wide gape, you know. Mm-hmm. So, other than the sinker, so like it's up to you, like size, hook size, everything, like any kind of bait. So, and then This free rig, what it's about is like when you cast, the sinker is moving, like, you know, like a free, like this. So, and then this sinker is heavy. If you pick the heavy sinker, more you get like, you know, gap for the bait. And then it's like a falling natural, short leader Carolina rig type of thing, you know.
Yeah, it's all connected. There's no swivel or glass bead breaking it up.
No. Yeah. So that's why. It's very simple. And then, like, you know, like make more bait natural. And also the fish bite. The sinker is right. they cannot feel the weight, and then they're holding the bait so long, and then we can, you know, have a hook set timing, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite aspects of the free rig is that I found when I did use it is if a fish bit it, you actually, your land percentage went way up because they would get it so good because it is far away. There's no resistance when they bite that bait and swim away. So we talked about like what it is now. Personally, how do you rig up the free rig, right? Like, what is your favorite weight sizes? What hooks do you like? Maybe even a couple different baits. You kind of already showed them, but specifically talk about why you choose what baits you do.
Yeah. So my favorite sinker size is probably 5/8 or 3/4 because it's I'm a co-angler. So that's why I needed to, you know, send it to lure as quick as possible for effective part, like a deep water or long cast or, you know, long distance. You know, that's why I picked the heavy sinker. But it's heavy, but it's a bait is like 3.5 or 4 inch worms. So I can be finesse, you know. And also, again, so like heaviest possible, and then like I can get a more like natural fall when you first drop or like when you popped up. So, and also I like to have these, like this is my, you know, money bait for Barkery Cleater Hog Max Sense. So this is have a lot of small parts to catch the water and then try to be separated so good, you know. So this is, if the crayfish season, like they're looking for the bottom, so I'm definitely going on this. And I also, so they are looking for like a bluegill or a shad type of thing. I mean, I use like a barrel shad or a bellows gill. And this is also like catch a lot of water and then like just, you know, the sinker and the bait is getting gap and really good. Also, yeah, two more thing. Like I just use like 4 different, you know, bellow stick. Of course, this is a, looks like a big goby, like nose, like a Korea water with like, you know, Great Lakes set up. I'm always using this bellow stick, 4.8 or 5.8 inch. And also they're a little bit looking up for eating those like little shad or minnows. I'm use this like Jackmaster. This is a recently the Lake Erie killer. Like I really wanna tell everybody, but this is for, you know, just popped up and drop it and then like they're falling like this. Like, you know,
I'm sure it's killer in the early spring pre-spawn, and then in the fall when they start biting on shad even more.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Also, they have smell and the flavor, so this is perfect combo for me. Yeah.
So those are the 4 baits you almost always have rigged up.
Yes.
Depending on the situation, I love it. So, you know, we talked about the free rig, and maybe some people will associate with another more conventional rig called the Texas rig, as most tournament anglers would be familiar with. What is the main difference between the two, and why should someone fish the free rig over a Texas rig?
Yeah, I just I have another set for a Texas rig right here, and I just want to show you guys, like, for example, when you're dragging on the bottom, so the sinker is this position, right? Can you see it? Yep. And then
a little bit more left. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Now you're tired.
My camera is right here. Sorry. So when the lure get the bottom, the sinker is make the line touching the bottom or hard cover or whatever, you know, you see it like bumping like this.
Yep.
So you get so much line damage And also even like you fishing rock piles or something, this sinker go into the gap of the rock like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But huge difference is the sinker, most weight is going down this way. And then when you're dragging, they're past those, you know, the structures all the time. And then technically, the line is not touching. My pinky is, for example, the bottom. Look, if you have a tension, you technically not touching the bottom. The line is, you know,
yep.
Never get a, not never, but is, you know, better than, you know, Texas rig, not really getting, you know, like a robbed something, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, you could probably throw it over like a football rig too, as well at times, because the football rig in the right rock situation is going to get hung up as well.
Yeah.
So as where that cylinder of weight, I would assume, allows that bait to kind of scurry through and move around cracks of rocks, etc.
So here's a story. Like I fish a lot of Toledo Bend or some Leban. That's a kind of man-made lake. Is a poor like structures, like no grass line or like just there fishing stumps or, you know, brush piles. And then always I do like throwing a brush pile for this. And I mean, I wouldn't say never, but it's high percentage they'll come back. So this free rig sinker and escape those like branches or like a little.
It slithers through the branches really well.
Right.
I like it.
I make a big one bite inside a brush pile.
So we talked about what free rig is, the difference between a Texas rig, the best baits. So now let's talk through like exactly how you fish the free rig and when and where you would throw it besides like brush piles or rock.
So here's I still using a Texas rig, but mostly hard cover, like a branch or, you know, like stumps or brush pile, rock piles, or, you know, like a shell bed, you know, humps, ditch or stuff like that. So, Because this sinker is so like moving so good. So if I throw, just only thing I don't throwing for the grass. Because my opinion is grass is a peg Texas sinker is the better, because, you know, when I fish in the grass, like the sinker is going that way and a bait is right here. And then like all the weed is get there. And then
if you have one grab and you set the hook, you might not be able to penetrate the hook because it's all over the place. Makes sense.
Right. Mostly a hard bottom, hard cover. So that's a go on.
So then, like, is there a specific technique on the way that you present the free rig? Are you like, are you casting it out and dragging it? Do you shake it? Is it like pop and let it rest? Like how, when you're fishing the free rig technique, what is your preferred way to present this to the bass?
For me, actually, most bite I make, it's like shaking. Shaking at the bottom. So first drop, I give them a natural, you know, fall. But actually, what's the difference between like Texas sinker and free rig also? Like a movement is like very flexible, you know. Mm-hmm. When you little top shaking or a side shaking, like this part is so flexible and moves so well and then natural, you know. Mm-hmm. Versus Texas rig. So that's why most what I'm doing is shaking on the bottom. And then sometimes I'm popped. And then again, like just sink or drop. And then, you know, like Carolina type of, you know, action I like. Depends on what the fish want that day. And then like I'm adjustment, like just jogging, shaking, pop. The three things I'm doing a combination and figure out the situation the day. Yeah.
I like that. So we'll kind of wrap it up here, right? Like your total setup on what you throw the free rig on. Are you bait casting it? Do you use a spinning outfit? And mm-hmm. kind of walk through like the rod, your reel, maybe the gear ratio reel, and then your line.
Yeah. Again, it's a depends on the area though, but it's like if I
just use, in like, generality. Like yeah. what you would, if you had one free rig rod and reel and line, what would it be the every time?
So I'm always use like 5/8 or 3/4. So that's why I just put on a 16-pound fluorocarbon with like a medium heavy 6/8 because I love shaking. So that's why I'm using like you know short rod. So a lot of American people using like 7 foot, more than 7 foot long, you know, like fishing pole. But I believe like a more shaking or sensitivity is short rod is better. And then I got the heavy sinker, so that's why I can cast far away. And also I got the 10 gear ratio, so that's why you know people nervous about you know the. You know, hook set a you know ratio, yeah. but I can catch up those line slags, so then no problem, you know. So
the fastest gear ratio reel you can find is what you'd recommend.
And yeah, and 16-pound Frodo, 6/8 medium light, medium heavy. I'm sorry, yeah.
Man, yeah. that it's crazy. Like, and that's a great point that you make. There is. You know, new age bass fishermen love to use longer rods. And I'm one of those guys like 7 foot, 7'3". The free rig rod that I use is 7 foot, but it's a pure medium action, but it has like a medium heavy butt to it. So it loads really well and it's super quick at the tip and sensitive, but I have a lot of backbone to drive that offset, a little bit thicker gauged hook on there. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's another question I should have asked with your setup is like, if you had two hooks to choose, what hooks would you use? Because that's the one thing we didn't touch on.
So I am always using the Ichikawa hook because it's really like sharp. And then the coating is really smooth and then easy to penetrate it. So... And also, it's never broke off or, you know, like some hook.
Big fan.
Yeah. But very kind of flexible, but it's not too hard, like a good balanced hook. So Ichikawa PK2, I'm always use like a skinny worm like this. And also the big worm, like a fat worm a little bit like this. I'm using an SP hook.
Ichikawa SP?
SP, yeah.
Got it. So, love it. So we'll wrap up here on the last thing. If there's any piece of advice that you'd give anyone who's tuned in here, what would it be to instill more confidence for them to catch bass on a free rig? Like, what is one hot tip you would give someone?
It just the you need the right setup. Like I told the everything, you know, like this my whole setup secret, and then I don't have any secret. And then I could just keep fishing, keep join a tournament.
So just build confidence in the technique.
Yep. Like
yeah, I love it.
That's the thing. I mean, yeah, practice or you know fish. Fish all the time, that makes your confidence, I guess. Yeah,
there's something to be said about being on the water daily.
Yeah.
Pick up on so many little clues. So, but Sakai, I want to say thank you. I know we talked about this a while ago to get you out here, and glad we could squeeze it in on a day off for you, which you probably won't have many until like the end of summer. So it was good catching up with you. I wish you the best of luck the rest of this year. And until you make it home to New York, and when you get home, let me know so we can get out and go fishing. So,
or a team tournament or, you know,
whatever, even if it's fun fishing, it doesn't matter. I enjoy sharing the boat with you. So
yeah, I just want to share more, you know, technique I got like down here, and you know, I want to talk about more fishing. I mean, thank you to join, and then like I have another good stuff. Like I more have like a bait finesse thing or something. Let me know if you need infos.
Yeah, we'll chat here in the future, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you. All
right. Have a good day, Sakai.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode here on the Lure Lab. I hope you enjoyed it, talking about a technique, a hot Japanese technique that I feel like isn't quite in the limelight yet, but I'm sure it's going to be more here in the near future. And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show that some of the baits that we talked about, if they're available on Omnia, will be listed down below in the description. So you make sure you go and check those out. But stay tuned for next week's episode. We have a bunch coming your way here leading up into summer and through summer, and a lot of episodes planned here. It's just finding time for me to connect with our guests and get them on here. So stay tuned for those. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment down below if you've ever fished the free rig technique. If you're listening on like an MP3, your favorite podcast platform, please leave a review. We greatly appreciate that. And as always, if you're new on the YouTube here to the Lure Lab channel, please hit that subscribe button, and we will see you next week.